AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Mizuho's ADR holds a 55-week trend signal, but regional bank momentum is running faster. MFG gained 1.7% to $9.68, keeping its long weekly uptrend intact, while average volume and a wide fair value premium leave the next confirmation test unfinished. Research brief. Mizuho Financial Group's NYSE-listed ADR remains in a constructive weekly regime, with the trend signal active for 55 weeks and priced 16.2% above its trend line. The short-term move was positive but not dominant inside Banks Regional, where the group advanced 5.2% on average for the week. The stronger evidence is in the quarter. MFG is up 27.5% over 12 weeks, ranking 7th in its industry group, though volume at 1.0x the 13-week average and an 88.3% premium to fair value argue for disciplined watch next framing.
Key points. 1. MFG closed the week ended 12 June at $9.68, up 1.7%, with 4-week and 12-week returns of 11.4% and 27.5%. 2. The trend signal remains active via the 55-week streak and price sits 16.2% above the $8.33 trend line. 3. The ADR is 5.8% below its 52-week high of $10.28 and sits at 88.0% of its one-year range, with a 55-week active streak and 52 of 52 weeks active on the breadth measure. Price is 16.2% above the $8.33 trend line, preserving a constructive weekly regime. The latest market dynamics reading is positive at 0.26, improving sharply over 4 weeks, while relative strength stands at 18.38 after a 101.1% 4-week improvement. The signal state is not one-way bullish. Market dynamics is positive, but the dashboard flags no fresh buy, and volume confirmation is neutral. That distinction matters after a strong quarter. The signal remains intact, but the latest evidence points more to continuation than a new acceleration phase. Sector and industry context: strong quarter, crowded peer competition. Within U.S. financial services, Mizuho's 12-week return of 27.5% is well above the sector average of 12.4%, and its 4-week gain of 11.4% also beats the sector average of 4.4%. The sector backdrop is healthier than the trend count alone suggests, with 72.0% positive market dynamics breadth, but only 45.0% trend breadth and 41.0% positive relative strength breadth. The regional bank industry is firmer, with 72.0% trend breadth and average 12-week returns of 15.6%. MFG's quarterly gain stands out in that context, although the week was dominated by faster-moving peers such as BBAR, BMA, AVAL, GGAL, and CIB. Mizuho's relative position is therefore more durable than explosive. It is a strong 12-week performer, not the current weekly pace setter. Volume, valuation, and risk. Confirmation is adequate, not emphatic. Latest volume was 20.5 million shares, almost exactly in line with the 13-week average of 20.1 million, and above the 52-week average of 17.0 million. That is sufficient to support the move, but it is not the kind of participation spike that would confirm a fresh leg higher. A move above 1.5 times the 13-week volume norm would carry more weight in the next phase. Valuation distance is the main discipline point. The ADR trades 88.3% above the ShareMaestro fair value marker of $5.14, reflecting persistent premium demand, but also reducing the margin for disappointment. Risk statistics are moderate rather than extreme, with 13-week volatility at 4.3%, 52-week volatility at 4.8%, 32 upside weeks against 18 downside weeks, average gains of 4.2%, and average losses of 3.8%. What to watch next? The $8.33 trend line remains the key weekly regime level. As long as price holds well above it, the long-running trend structure stays intact. A closer test of that level would shift attention from continuation to defense, especially given the ADR's elevated distance above fair value. The next confirmation check is market dynamics and volume. A sustained positive dynamics reading, paired with volume materially above the 13-week norm, would strengthen the evidence behind the move. If dynamics fades while volume remains average, the setup would look more like a mature trend consolidating below the 52-week high than a renewed breakout attempt. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.